That sound means something big is fixing to happen here. And that something big is our own morning man, Craig Jr. Junes Junius Heights Miller, joining the program. Hi, Craig.
Hi there, guys. I'm sorry, who am I on with again?
Corby and Danny.
Hi, Junes.
Corby? And yep. I'm sorry, which one is which?
It's Donnie.
I'm Corby, the one speaking right now. That's Danny.
Hi.
Over there. Yeah.
Hi, hello, Corby and Danny. Good to be on with you.
Thanks for having us. Now, it's interesting that you're taking this tone because I was laughing inwardly so hard listening to you guys interview Ezra Edelman the other morning. Because I knew when it all turned really bad too. Ezra Edelman is the director. Is he the director or the showrunner of the OJ series that's going on?
Yeah, director.
All right. So you haven't heard this, have you?
No, Danny? I've intentionally avoided it so I could prepare for this very moment.
All right. So you guys get him on, and he's talking about the show, which debuts tomorrow night over on ESPN. It's like five parts or 9 hours or something like that. But anyway, this guy is
OJ Simpson documentary.
Yeah. So this guy is. He's real, how would you describe him, Craig? It's not really Chrissy, but he's really young and kind of full of himself.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, I don't know. I could tell from, like, the second question, like, okay, this guy is just, yeah, so, you know, I mean, what we're trying to do here is.
Was he in studio or over the phone?
Phone.
Okay, just checking. And Junes, one of the main reasons that Junes is my favorite personality on the ticket, outside of myself, of course,
clearly,
is Junes suffers no fools.
No, none whatsoever. And so, it got so weird, and the guy was so cocky, and then Craig asked a very legitimate question, and the guy wasn't really giving good answers either.
Yeah,
kind of short and really terse and not. I mean, this is like Craig said, they're trying
to... We're promoting your dumb TV show.
Right, right. And this guy just really wasn't that into it for something, especially that's going to be on TV for five nights or whatever. You know, it's not like you're promoting a little hour special. This is a huge deal. So this is Craig. I want to play you, Craig, after the interview, and then we'll play what I think really set things off.
I lost interest in watching that documentary.
Why? Because it's so long.
No.
Made in America starts Saturday night on ABC.
Did you screw up?
I believe 8 o'clock our time.
Did you break it?
Yeah, no, here we go.
8 o'clock, yeah.
Three.
Let's go with three. All right, it's 9:08. What's the matter?
Just suddenly lost interest in watching that documentary.
Why? Because it's so long.
No.
So doggone long.
No. Craig didn't like Ezra.
Oh, man.
It was a little...
Everybody thinks it was Gordo doing a cocky guy bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't get that at all.
Really?
I don't have an opinion on that.
What?
So do you think George was serious? He really didn't get that sense?
You know, we were talking about it again today, and he still maintains he didn't get that sense, and he's 100% serious, and I, for the life of me... Because everybody listening thought that this was the most arrogant guy we've ever interviewed. And I, for the life of me, cannot figure out how George did not detect anything.
George likes to believe the best in people, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes, because 2 minutes into the interview, my Twitter feed, my email just starts going crazy. People saying, hey, you guys are interviewing Dylan, the argumentative adult. And... don't ask this guy questions. He knows everything. He knows so much more than you. Or get this guy off the air. This is the worst interview you've ever done. This is the most arrogant guy you've ever interviewed. The guy was unbelievable because we're having him on to promote his documentary, and it was like he didn't want to talk about it. And usually with these things, everybody involved knows the drill. We're going to ask him a couple of setup questions. You know, like I once asked him, is this the greatest fault?
Oh, yeah, I got that audio. Yeah, because I know that's where it all went south big time.
Okay, can we hear an example of
this? So this is so as I'm listening to this and realizing that I can just sense that it's a little bit sideways, and I, as a listener and as someone who loves contentiousness and
tension,
and especially radio chaos, and I can tell that Craig's getting mad.
God, I wish I'd have heard this live.
When this moment happened, I could tell Craig was about to dive out of his seat through the phone to kill this guy. Meanwhile, I'm at home jumping up and down because it made me so happy. So he asked a very legitimate question, and here's the guy's answer.
Over and picked over. It was just nothing that I was that interested in.
I think this is the biggest fall from grace in American sports history.
Yeah, I think that's safe to say.
So right there.
I think that's safe to say.
Right there, I'm like, okay, what else is he going to say?
This is the biggest fall from grace in American sports history.
I think that's safe to say. I mean, when you think of, I don't even know who would be on the same list, because the people you immediately that come to mind when you think of that, it's like who had falls from grace? Pete Rose? He bet on baseball. You know, he wasn't accused of killing anybody.
Right.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was, you know, it's like, okay, like I don't know who is even in the same conversation. So you, I don't know. Tell me.
Oh God.
Wow.
So here's the deal. So when you have a guy like that on, normally you give him a question like that so that they can turn it into a promotion of their documentary, which is the reason they're on. So
yeah, you're not asking a hack question. You're trying to help this guy.
Yes. A normal guest would have said, you know what, without a question, it's the greatest fall from grace. Because as you'll see in the documentary, at USC – we found a guy who thought that O.J. was going to be president, and everybody loved him. And you can't wait till you hear what this guy, his old roommate, had to say at USC. Then fast forward 25 years, and we have a stirring scene from 2 weeks before the, you know, whatever it is. He's going to promote this, and instead the guy just goes, I don't know, you tell me.
Oh, God, dude. I mean, not only is it, not only that beginning of, I mean, yeah. And then this at the end is just
killing anybody.
Too much.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was, you know, it's like, okay, like I don't know who is even in the same conversation. So you, I don't know. Tell me.
Oh.
I don't know.
God.
Tell me.
So you know what?
Meanwhile, I'm running around my room, living room, jumping up and down, waiting for you to be like, I'm not going to tell you, you idiot.
You know, it's you're waiting for him to do the mic. The Mike Reiner dismount of the interview. Well, it sounds like you're about as interested in this interview as we are, so we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
Danny? We all leave every day with a ton of regrets for what we said or what we didn't say on every show. I have regrets every day. That's been eating at me all week long because I just bit my tongue.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything to the guy because I thought, okay, Fernando was really excited about this guest. I don't want to really tick him off. And then maybe whoever got us the guest who maybe gets us other guests, I don't want to burn that bridge. So I bit my tongue. All week long, I have regretted not either, I don't know about laying into the guy, but just, yes, what you're talking about, was that Mike with Kenny Lofton, I think it was?
Yeah, it was Lofton. That's right.
Where I just wanted to say to him, do you want to talk about this documentary? Because you haven't given us any nuggets about the documentary. Are you into this? Because I'm not into this. I don't want you on the show. And if you don't want to be here, why don't we just end this? Because it's doing neither of us any good. I wanted so badly to say that, if not worse.
Right.
And I didn't, and I regret that I didn't. But maybe taking the high road was the best way.
No, it wasn't. We needed more. We need you to lay into it, man.
So my buddy Patrick, we all know Patrick Reeves from the All-Star Game trip a million years ago. He goes, the best part is when Edelman says, quote, I don't know how old you guys are, but O.J. was a big deal in the 70s.
Yes! That's another thing!
What a toolbox.
Like he's 22.
Right.
I mean, look, I just dug this stuff up. So, but, apparently it was a big deal back then.
towards the end of the interview, George goes, you know, you've done a lot of great stuff, the Magic Bird documentary and some other things. And Edelman just goes, yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
Yeah.
Not thank you or anything. And then, another example was very early on. I said, this must have been a really revealing project for you. You know, what are one or two or three of the things that you learned that really surprised you or shocked you or whatever you didn't know? And he goes, oh, I mean, there were a lot of them. I'm thinking, you're on here to talk about
them. Well, which ones? Can you name two?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me every one of them if you don't want to spoil the documentary, but I don't know. Normally, when someone comes on to promote a show, they give us one little tidbit. Why don't you just give us one story? Is that too much for your arrogant self to share with us?
Are you going to support Ezra Edelman and watch this?
You're not going to watch it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
This is how he gets even with him, right here.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's never going to know.
No, he'll know.
Oh, he'll know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word will get out. He will know.
Oh, Junes.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but like the Yankees, they kicked ass in the 70s.
They were pretty good.
Yeah,
might have heard of them.
Kind of a big deal.
Oh, well, really? Yes. Well, I have heard of O.J. Simpson. I did see him play football.
Like, I don't even know like how old you are and stuff, but anyway, he's kind of cool.
That's amazing.
Awesome, dude.
It's the most arrogant guest we've ever had on the program in 22 and a half years.
Was he worse than when we had on Mike Vanderjagt at training camp, though?
That was pretty good.
It's our most arrogant guest. I won't speak for you guys. That was really good. But Vanderjagt was so arrogant, he was almost a cartoon.
Yes. You know, like he literally sounded like a Gordon character.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good weekend.
We'll see you at Summer Bash.
Okay, you too. See y'all. What?
There he goes, Craig Jr. Miller.
Well, it sounds like you're about as interested in this interview as we are, so we will let you go. We thank you for your time today, Kenny. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it was so tense.
We were at training camp, weren't we?
I thought we were. You mean at spring training?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. And he was so arrogant that he wouldn't sit in the booth with us. He had to do it over the phone from the clubhouse. So we were already off to a terrible start.
Because the clubhouse is 8 feet away.
Right. And this was in Port Charlotte.
Oh, God.
What right?
A nightmare. It may have been. I don't
think
know.
It was.
Kenny Lofton was out in Phoenix.
Was he in
it
Phoenix?
Was.
Yeah,
because
I was there with you guys.
It might have been the first year then.
So.
All right. Thank you. So let's do community quick hits coming up next.
Sodor.
The shooting is Sodor. The shooting at Love Field.